Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much, and welcome, folks. It is the Ray Program, bringing you the best in money information. 844-RAY-SHOW. That's the number to call, 844-729-7469. Emails, which we will get to a little bit later on in the show, a really big show, at raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Jim Stewart is in the house. Hello there, James.
Everything is going good today for another day.
For another day.
they just keep coming, and I thank God for that.
You met with Dr. Fowle. We'll get a chance to hopefully talk about that, if not today, tomorrow. He is the retirement researcher, and he's written a whole book on reverse mortgages, debunking the conventional wisdom on a reverse mortgage being a last resort. Fowle takes the position that you're much better off using it earlier in retirement, maybe as early as age 62. So maybe we'll get a chance to explain that. Also, Roth IRAs, got to get them funded by April 18th this year. That's tax day, because the 15th falls on a weekend. And I'll give you some reasons to contribute to a Roth IRA. There's at least a dozen of them or more that I can come up with. But and then this one, how much needs to be saved for retirement after factoring in post-retirement risks? This by the Employee Benefit Research Institute. So since we are guest-free today, I've got some time to cover some really serious topics with some great academic research to back them up. But I will start with this one. As you know, the Federal Reserve recently raised interest rates. And the consensus is they want to do three. At one time, they said four interest rate hikes. That may be changing. As Robert Barone wrote, Fed tightening has frighteningly high correlation to subsequent recessions. If the Fed remains on the warpath of raising interest rates, are we headed for a recession? Sit back, folks. Relax. The Ray Program starting this hour with a bang. Now, Robert Barone wrote this. He is a PhD in and covers economics at Georgetown. He's also an economist, financial advisor, et cetera, et cetera. I found his writing to be brilliant, and that's why I share this with you. So we know that the Federal Open Market Committee just raised the Fed funds rate by a quarter of a point to 1%. Now, the Fed funds rate is the anchor rate on the yield curve, and most other rates respond to it. And, of course, the shorter rates respond more quickly than the longer rates do. But it appears that the Federal Reserve is likely to raise interest rates several times over the next 12 to 18 months, But should they? Jim Stewart doesn't seem to think so. Let me share with you what Mr. Barone had to say, and then we'll discuss it. Here's what Barone said. While I don't see a recession over the next few quarters, the fact is that when the Fed embarks on a rate hiking cycle like this, recessions occur most of the time. Are you prepared for the next recession? Now, again, I don't believe in timing the market. That's not what I'm talking about. But you need to become mentally prepared, and your portfolio needs to be prepared for a higher interest rate environment, which if the Fed doesn't do the soft landing thing, which they rarely do, you can handle it psychologically and financially. If you've got questions on that, shoot me an email or give me a call. He goes on, since 1950, the Fed has embarked on 13 rate hiking cycles. 10 of these have resulted in recessions. That's a pretty good, or if you look at it the other way, a pretty bad track record. Start raising rates, you throw the country into a recession. The three that ended up in a soft landing were early in the business cycle. Well, we are certainly not early in this particular business cycle, although some could argue that a Donald Trump presidency with his agenda may in fact change the dynamics quite substantially. I don't know. That's why I live in a world where you must be prepared for everything. Remember my little barbell discussion. We have to be prepared for inflation one way or the other. But you must also be prepared for deflation. Let me read on here. Should we be worried, he asks. Just why are these rates on the rise and why is the Fed on a rate hiking mission? It appears that they just want to have some ammo when the next recession comes. That's interesting because, you see, the Fed had no ammo. With interest rates at zero, if you have a recession, what are they going to do? Go negative? Go lower than zero? There's no ammunition, no tools in the toolkit, no arrows in the quiver. So with raising interest rates, and I believe this is a defensive mechanism as much as it is a mechanism to potentially stave off inflation, because I don't know about you, but I still don't see much in the way of real inflation. There's certainly some areas of concern. Here's his, as in Barone's. Number one, the Fed doesn't seem to have recognized the paradigm shift over the last decade in the economy's ability to grow or its inability to produce any sort of sustainable inflation. That was my sentiment a few minutes ago. Number two, the positive sentiment in the business community, as evidenced by the huge run-up in the stock market, which the Fed is viewing as a strengthening of the economy and a justification of its rising rate regime, has not translated so far into any sort of real economic growth. In fact, the economic growth has been pretty dismal. For example, the result of the labor force situation and tax policy and et cetera, has been a slow growth economic recovery. And given these realities, slow growth appears to be the best we can do for the foreseeable future. Now, Trump is trying hard to do something about this. But man, he's got his hands full. He has got his hands full. Between the Republicans fighting over the replacement of Obamacare and his, you know, early morning tweets that get him in all kinds of trouble, distracting many Republicans from getting the job done that they've been elected to do, he's got his hands full. Anyway, he said the Atlanta Fed's GDP now model recently cut its Q1 GDP growth forecast to, write this one down, 0.9%. It was 2.5% just a month ago. What in the heck happened in the last month? If we were disappointed with the fourth quarter's 1.9% GDP growth. What are we going to think about 0.9%? Europe even seems to be growing at a better than normal pace by comparison. China, they're forecasting 6.5% growth, which for us would be unbelievable, but for them, it's not so hot. So when you think about it, China's growth rate in the 09 recession was 9.2%. They're down to 6.5%. Where's the engine that's going to drive the economy and this so-called inflation that the Fed is anticipating? He goes on to say the world is awash in excess capacity, from China's heavy industries to U.S. retail to the supply of oil and basic materials. Overcapacity is everywhere, and price competition is fierce. The headwinds that I've described and he's described indicate that such overcapacity is likely to persist, translating into a world where deflationary forces predominate. Remember the barbell. You see, no one, not Mr. Barone, not I, certainly not Jim Stewart, or anyone, can tell you what's going to happen in the future. No one knows. Some people are saying Donald Trump, the savior, will come in and all of these problems will go away. The stock market will keep growing at 20% and everything will be groovy. Then you have the other side of the aisle saying, no, it's Armageddon. I don't know. Neither do you. Neither does your advisor. So if you focus on those investments that will protect you against inflation on one side and other investments that protect you against deflation on the other, you got the best chance of success.
Most Americans with health insurance still get it through their employers. That's more than 177 million Americans who have access to the kind of affordable, high-quality care that everyone says we need. But the tax incentives that employers get to provide this quality coverage is under threat. That's why the Society for Human Resource Management and 220 of its members were in Washington this month to urge Congress to protect and strengthen employer-provided plans that most Americans and their families depend on. Senior Advisor Government Relations for SHRM, Chitrain Bearable.
Effective health care reform should expand access to affordable coverage, lower costs, and build on the success of employer-sponsored health insurance. Taxing benefits is not a better way.
The Society for Human Resource Management believes that an affordable, innovative, and efficient health care system is essential to ensuring a healthy, productive, and competitive workforce. To learn more about the Society for Human Resource Management's policy agenda, visit SHRM.org. That's SHRM.org.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Hey, welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia Show. As we finish on this discussion of the Fed tightening has frighteningly high correlation to subsequent recessions. You know, the Federal Reserve, they are not infallible. In fact, they're quite fallible. And they've missed this soft landing most of the time. Most of the time, they're not able to. I'm not blaming them, because that's a really delicate process. Because you raise rates. Are you raising the rates for the right reasons, for the wrong reasons? This fellow, Mr. Barone, who is an economist and a smart guy from Georgetown, seems to think that the sole reason, or perhaps the most important reason for raising rates, is to make sure that the Federal Reserve has some ammo to fight off a recession when and if it comes, and I would say more when rather than if. And I'm not faulting them for it. All I am suggesting is, and I think Jim Stewart, you happen to be in this camp, that raising the interest rates for that purpose might do the exact opposite effect. You know, all of this talk about inflation, but they're still having a hard time manufacturing inflation. It's hard to have inflation when your GDP is 0.9%.
Exactly. But I think the Fed was looking for an excuse to raise rates, and the exuberance from the Trump early period of time here gave them an excuse. So I don't think it's really geared towards inflation.
Barone finishes with this. My fear is that they, the Fed, have interpreted the ebullient sentiment indexes as economic strength. But as I read the real data, there is no economic froth, nor is there underlying inflation. If an increase in economic activity and or inflation doesn't occur, and so far it hasn't, then the Fed may have just begun to give itself the ammo that it will need to fight the next recession, the recession that it may likely cause. No reason to panic at this point, folks, for certain. And again, I'm not going to be as critical of the Fed. I'm not as well read in the area of macro and microeconomics, certainly as the Fed or an economist such as this fellow Robert Barone from Georgetown. I will say this, from a planning perspective, and that's what I know, from a planning perspective, you must be prepared for either situation. And if you don't prepare for either or both, here's what I know. You may, in fact, way underperform. You may, in fact, way overperform. There may not be a happy median there. But I will say once again that if you can structure your portfolio so that you have investments that perhaps can do both, inflation-adjusted bonds, like TIPS, Treasury Inflation-Protected Securities, fixed indexed annuities, which respond to the stock market, high yield bonds and floating rate bonds or strategic income funds, instead of just government bonds, high quality corporate bonds, municipal bonds on the fixed income side, that can protect you against like a fixed annuity would give you a protection against deflation. A 30-year government bond will protect you against deflation. A TIPS bond might protect you somewhat against inflation. So you design your portfolio with a myriad of different bonds. If we have inflation, that's usually, you know, good unless it's runaway inflation for the stock market. If the stock market does well, then floating rate funds and high yield bonds will do significantly better because fewer companies will default. The big risk there is you make a loan to an unrated company, they don't pay you back. Well, in a recession, that company goes out of business. In an exuberant market, that company tends to do well. And you think of hundreds of them in the form of a mutual fund or an ETF, you're protected from the one or two failures that you might and would likely get. So it's really critical in these times where the Fed is in an interest rate raising mode, and their target is 3% on the Fed funds rate. Think about that. That's a 200 basis point increase. Jim, you recall the other day I went through what happens if your intermediate term bond fund goes up 200 basis points with quarter point increases every other quarter over the next 3 or 4 years. So you go from 1% to 3%, which is normality as it relates to the Federal Reserve. And it took you almost 7 years to break even on that intermediate term bond with its stated yield. It took like 7 years. And most people can't keep their powder dry when they buy a bond and wait 5, 6, 7 years. Okay, changing gears. I teased a few minutes ago that we would talk about April 18th being an important date for Roth IRAs. And I said I can probably come up with a dozen or more reasons that just about everybody who can qualify for it should do a Roth IRA. And if you don't qualify for the Roth IRA, there's even more good news. You can fund a non-deductible IRA and then convert it to a Roth. So everybody, even Bill Gates, can do a Roth IRA in a backdoor sort of way as long as Bill has earned income, like a paycheck. And even Buffett, I think, has taken some kind of a paycheck. Donald Trump isn't taking a paycheck, taking a dollar, so he can put a dollar into a Roth. So you have to have earned income. So let's go through some of the reasons. Number one reason, as I think about it, is for anybody that's filed their income tax return, you don't have to make any modifications. If you're doing a deductible IRA, you'd have to file an amended return, take the deduction, save the taxes. But the Roth IRA, you don't have to do anything. Also, one of the big problems with most IRAs and what a lot of people, one of the reasons why a lot of people don't want to fund deductible IRAs is because there's this huge penalty to take your money out before age 59 and a half. Well, with a Roth IRA, you don't have a penalty unless you take earnings out. You can take your principal contributions out. So you can actually use it as an emergency fund to a large extent. So why wouldn't you move money out of your emergency fund into a Roth IRA? All of your earnings will grow tax-free. And if you need to get your hand on a grand or two or three, you just pull your principal out while the earnings continue to grow on a tax-deferred basis. But I think one of the primary reasons is investment flexibility. Remember, we've talked about having pre-tax money, post-tax money, tax-deferred money, and tax-free money. Only Roth IRAs and certain properly structured life insurance policies can give someone access to tax-free money in retirement or even before retirement. And when you have the ability to blend those different types of assets together, you can reduce your tax burden, or if nothing else, have more control over the taxes you pay now and pay later. All right, we come back from the break, I'll give you a few more reasons to contribute to a Roth, and you got to get it done by April 18th. This is The Ray Lucia Show.
Don't let the past remind.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
Who's there?
Fallen off.
Fallen off who?
Fallen off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidocare pain relief patches. Our narcotic free maximum strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock knock joke anymore. Cause pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now.
800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Hey, welcome back, folks. The Ray Program, bringing you the best in money information. We'll talk more about funding the Roth IRAs on April 18th. Now, it doesn't make sense because the weekend, what happened on Monday? Because the 17th would be
Monday, which normally would be the extended time frame, but how poetic. It's Patriots Day. So it's a legal holiday in Washington.
Okay, good.
Any excuse for a holiday.
Well, do we get off? I don't think so. Anyway, we'll get back to the IRA discussion here in just a minute. In fact, we have an email on IRAs, a Roth IRA, coming up in just a bit. But first, I want to tell you about the perfect solution. And we have found that here on the Ray Lucia Show for a small business phone system. If you're a business owner and you're looking at phone systems, and you should want to upgrade to the state of the art, you can do that at VTech. This is a phenomenal system. And by the way, it's the most affordable system that I was able to find. It's a four-line phone system, but you can get up to 10 extensions. And Jim, you're the nerd amongst us. This is a pretty simple thing to fool around with, because I know you've done it.
Well, the two things. One, the system's rock solid, and there's no complication. It really is simply plugging in a jack in the back.
And if you can locate the hardware and the expandable components anywhere. You got the auto attendant for each line, a digital answering machine with mailboxes for every single extension. You get the full speakerphone set up, music on hold, power failure operation, six-party conferencing. And you can use all the wireless capabilities. Like you see those guys running around the office with those little things sticking out of their ear and they're talking on the phone and so forth. Yeah, you can do that with this phone system too. It is dynamite. Here's what I want you to do. You can go to Office Depot, Office Max, and or Staples, or you can go online at vtechphones.com, vtechphones.com. Do what we do right here on the Ray Lucia Show. Our small business uses VTech phones, vtechphones.com. And Jim Stewart, the nerd head, endorses them. You like that system, don't you?
It is. Very clear. And I think the last time I checked, they were running a special at their Staples or Office Depot. So
all right,
check it out.
You should check them out. All right, so we've been talking about funding the Roth IRA, and now we know it's April 18th because the 15th falls, what, on a Saturday? And so they give you until the Monday, but Monday's Patriots Day, so now you have until Tuesday. That's how the math works. Thank you for that, Jim. So we've been talking about Roth IRAs and the fact that what I like most about them is you have tax-free money that you can blend with pre-tax money and tax-deferred money to hold your taxes down in retirement. And virtually anybody can fund a Roth IRA. Either you qualify to fund one based on your income, and if you're a married couple making less than $180,000, $200,000, you can fund a Roth. You do phase out, you know, as you earn more money. But even if you make $300,000 a year, you can fund a non-deductible IRA and then convert it to a Roth and build up some of that tax-free money. And as I mentioned, you can use your principal tax-free, but you can also use your principal and your earnings tax-free. Now, the earnings you can pull out tax-free for the purchase of a home as long as you haven't owned a principal residence in the last 2 years. So that's a pretty cool thing. And as long as your Roth has been in existence for 5 years, you can get at $10,000 worth of your interest tax-free plus your principal tax-free for a down payment on a home. So every young person in America today should be funding a Roth IRA, and every old person that has a young person as a child or a grandchild ought to help their kids fund a Roth IRA, because it starts the clock running on the 5 years. Heck, if all you did was put $100 in, the clock is running. You can use this money to fund educational expenses. This is cool too, because withdrawals from a Roth IRA don't count as income for purposes of the FAFSA form. So this is another way to save for education that might even be better than a 529 plan, as Jim and I have discussed before on this program. We already discussed saving the money tax-free for retirement and starting the five-year time period running. In order for you to get the earnings out tax-free, it has to be for one of those exceptions like down payment on a home, but you still need 5 years. So you want to get the five-year clock running. Put $100 in. If you don't have any more money, just get a Roth IRA started, because once you've got 5 years in and you're 59 and a half, you can take both principal and earnings out tax-free. I don't want to talk about the possibilities with the Affordable Care Act and Medicare, because that's all up in the air right now. So let me skip over that particular one. But the one thing that's really nice is there are no required minimum distributions. So one of the things that we advise is, prior to taking your Social Security, you do Roth conversions, presumably in a lower income tax bracket, and build up your Roth IRA so that when you begin to take money out of your retirement plan and it's added to your Social Security and other pensions, you can hold your tax bracket down because you did a conversion while you're in a lower bracket. Remember, Social Security can be taxed as high as 46%. The rate could be as high as 46% if all the stars align the right way. So having a Roth IRA builds in some flexibility. And from an estate planning perspective, there's nothing better. Well, maybe a life insurance policy, but nothing better than leaving your kids or your grandkids a Roth IRA. Why? Well, if you leave it to your spouse doesn't have to take a required minimum distribution because he or she can just roll that into their own Roth IRA. But if you leave it to a child or a grandchild, while there is a required minimum distribution, that number is quite low, a couple of percentage points usually, which means the rest of the money continues to grow for them totally tax-free. How can you beat that? You could have 40, 50 years of tax-free growth on a Roth IRA, and all the kid has to do is maybe take the dividend yield out of the stock portfolio that you leave them. It's a pretty wicked good thing. And finally, you will derive wonderful benefits when you do this, because your kids and your grandkids will appreciate you even after you're gone. They're going to say, well, Uncle Jimmy left me this Roth IRA, and even though he died 15, 16, 17 years ago, it's the gift that keeps on giving. Now, I know you're not leaving squat. You already told me that. But if you were going to leave something, I think you would choose a Roth. Wouldn't you?
It sounds good.
Yeah.
I just worry about them cashing their Roth out. That's the issue.
Well, that is an issue. I had actually years ago, someone came to me and said they were really concerned about that. And they said, can I do anything? And of course, me being the solutions guy that I am, I said, yes, you may not like it, but you put the money into an insurance contract with a prescribed payout ratio. I think you even asked me about this once upon a time, because you said, I don't want my grandson or whatever to take the money and run. And we discussed this, I think, in the car driving in one day. You can do this, but you will limit that person's flexibility. If you say, well, we're going to let the insurance company take this money and pay it out to you 1/20th plus interest each year for the next 20 years, well, then they can't cash it in and spend all the money, but they're going to have to learn to live on 1/20th of it each year. And that was the hurdle I couldn't get over with a person that asked me about that many years ago. All right, when we come back, it's email time. I won't get to the EBRI study or the bond sequencing study because I talk too much about the Roth IRAs, but I think it's good. So we'll do some emails when we come back. Make sure you stick around for that. If you want to shoot me an email right now, we'll get to it. RayLucia.com, RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. We shall return.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, license number DC-32.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Welcome back, folks, to the Ray Program, helping you to make better money moves. Email's always open for business, raylucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. I've had a ton of emails come in on this interest rate thing. People seem to be really, really worried about rising interest rates, and you really shouldn't have to worry about them if, in fact, you are reinvesting your dividends. In other words, if you're buying municipal bonds and living off of the tax-free income, then there's a high likelihood that if the Fed continues to raise interest rates, you're going to lose some principal and you're probably not going to be all that happy. But if you're reinvesting dividends, as I said, it sort of cures itself. Because if you're in a fund, for example, as an old bond matures and gets paid off, they now have the money to buy a new bond at a higher yield. And that higher yield, if it's reinvested, will buy the next bond at the next higher yield. So over time, it all sort of moves up the yield curve a little bit. And as I said, 5, 6, 7 years from now, you're actually making more money than you would have made had you just bought and held that one individual bond. But it's quite uncomfortable early on when you go through a period of rising interest rates. Now, as I also mentioned, it's critically important that you have asset allocation for your bond portfolio as well as your stock portfolio. You want to diversify amongst the various different bonds that exist out there. Some are super duper safe, like U.S. government bonds. Those are perfect in a deflationary world. And then you have those that are riskier bonds, like floating rates and convertibles and so forth, that will perform better as the stock market does better. And then you have guaranteed assets like CDs and annuities, which I believe should always become part of your fixed income portfolio. So for those that are nervous about interest rates going up, number one, remember that we're not in that camp. We think rates are going up, but we don't think they're going to go up at some, you know, astronomical pace. And I could be dead wrong on that. In fact, I kind of hope that I am. Because if I'm wrong, that shows the economy is growing at a pace that has not been anticipated. And that'll be good for jobs. It'll be good for employment. Having a little bit of inflation not going to hurt us. Getting back to normal interest rates, a lot of ammo for the Fed. I'm just not feeling it. And that's purely a personal opinion. But if you follow this so-called barbell concept of having some assets that'll work well in an inflationary economy and some assets that'll work well in a deflationary economy, I assure you, you will never be the richest man or woman in the graveyard. But even if there's status quo, You'll do fine, and you won't have to worry about market timing and trying to be the next Peter Lynch. All right, let's do some emails. Hit it, boys. We'll start with Frank, who asks about bonds. He says, he asks, are utility stocks a good substitute for bonds or an annuity? No. One's a stock, the other's a bond. Now, I know, Frank, you probably grew up like I did when utility stocks were for widows and orphans. It ain't that way anymore. All right? Utility stocks may be, in my, again, opinion, one of the more overvalued asset classes that are out there. So it's not that I'm anti-utility stocks. You're going to own some utility stocks if you have your money in a mutual fund or an, but I'm not buying any individual stocks, in particular utility stocks, to somehow supplant bonds in my portfolio, CDs in my portfolio, or fixed annuities in my portfolio. I just think that that is a mistake. And, you know, Jim, this happens to be a problem that a lot of people run into. They think you can supplant one type of investment with another. You know, I can buy a junk bond because it yields me 5 or 6%, and that'll supplant my tax-free municipal bond that's paying me 2%. Apple and an orange.
That's right. They have different characteristics. You know, everything has its own particular fit.
Let's move on to, this one just came in. I love it when they do that. Thomas, should I open a Roth IRA now or concentrate on paying off debt? I owe $122,000. That's including my house. I have a 457 plan with 40 grand. Should I pay debt or build retirement? I'm 50 years old. As I've mentioned many times in this program, Thomas, there's good debt and there's bad debt. Typically, your mortgage at 4% or so tax deductible is good debt. So I would doubt that my recommendation would be at age 50 to pay the mortgage off today. Now, I get the fact that you want to retire someday with a free and clear home, but if you're going to retire in 15 or 20 years, why not put that money to work in a more balanced portfolio and take your chances? Remember the study that I quoted from? I've quoted from it probably a dozen times in the last 3 or 4 years, where I talked about the 15-year cycles. And again, this is not guaranteed, but even if you hit a bad 15-year cycle in the market right now, and then you go to retire, and the next cycle is 200, 300, 400 basis points higher than the average for stocks, you'll be making enough money from stocks to pay the mortgage off later if you can't get it totally paid off between now and then. Okay, so I would fund the Roth IRA rather than pay off my mortgage. Now, that's good debt. That's deductible debt. If you've got credit cards, 9, 10, 11, 12%, yes, I would pay those debts off before I funded my Roth and then use that cash flow that you free up when that debt is paid off to go ahead and fund the Roth for you, fund a Roth for your spouse. Remember, both of you can have it as long as you have enough earned income. One or the other of you has enough earned income to fund it. You're talking about $13,000 per year. You can make up a bunch of ground, but the Roth IRA, to assume it's going to earn 9, 10, 11, 12, 13% tax-free when you're getting that guaranteed by paying bad debt off, I want the bad debt paid off and the good debt kept on in favor of funding a Roth IRA. Thank you. I'm not here for applause, but while you're at it, go ahead. It's all right. Go ahead. Thank you. God bless. Make it a great day. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Biz Talk Radio,